Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, July 1st, 2024, through Friday, July 5th, 2024. Monday, July 1st, 2024. Utah man sentenced to 21 months in prison for defrauding Montana employer. $700,000 restitution order. Thomas Lynn Seidel was sentenced for embezzling approximately $700,000 to 21 months in prison to be followed by 3 years of supervised release and ordered to pay $700,000 in restitution. In court documents, the government alleged that Seidel was a salesman for Information Technology Corporation, which was owned by Anderson, Zur, Mullen & Company. From about March 2020 to about August 2021 and Helena, Seidel embezzled money through multiple means, including creating bogus purchase orders and invoices, stealing inventory and directing payments to fictitious companies, and unauthorized vendors. Seidel then sold the inventory, none of which was authorized, on eBay and KSL Classifieds. When questioned by other employees about the discrepancies in orders and payments, Seidel sent lulling emails attempting to cover up and prolong the fraud. In addition, Seidel concealed financial transactions by laundering proceeds from the wire fraud into third-party accounts. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Tuesday, July 2nd, 2024. Pontevedra Beach man sentenced for fraud scheme involving COVID-19 personal protective equipment. James Elliott Davis II was indicted on 16 counts of bank fraud, 12 counts of wire fraud, and 1 count of money laundering and theft of mail. According to court documents, from March 2018 through 2022, David ran a purported medical supply company named MediSale, Inc. By using false representations, Davis enticed individuals and business entities to invest over $7 million in MediSale. He falsely represented to victim investors that MediSale was making significant profits on the sale of COVID-19 personal protective equipment, PPE. He claimed to have contact with CEOs at various hospitals and that MediSale had contracts with these hospitals to sell large volumes of N95 masks and other PPE. In reality, MediSale had no such contracts and had no true revenue from the sale of PPE. Davis kited checks and conducted fraudulent ACH wire transfers between multiple financial institutions to artificially inflate the apparent balances of his bank accounts. Utilizing victim investor money, Davis paid off debts, paid other investors purported profits from the sale of PPE, and paid for personal expenses. This included using victim investor money to purchase membership at a luxury club in Pontevedra Beach and spending more than $27,000 on custom clothing. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Wednesday, July 3rd, 2024. Man sentenced for laundering over $4.5 million obtained from business email compromise and romance fraud schemes. Malachi Mullings was sentenced to 10 years in prison for laundering more than $4.5 million derived from business email compromise BEC schemes, including a scheme that defrauded a healthcare benefit program and romance fraud schemes. According to court documents and evidence presented at sentencing, Malachi Mullings of Sandy Springs opened 20 bank accounts in the name of a sham company, the Mullings Group, LLC. From at least 2019 through July 2021, Mullings used those accounts to launder millions of dollars of fraud proceeds generated by BEC schemes targeting, among others, a healthcare benefit program and private companies, and romance fraud schemes targeting numerous individual victims, several of whom were elderly. Together with his co-conspirators, Mullings engaged in financial transactions designed to conceal the fraud proceeds and use some of the proceeds to purchase luxury items, such as expensive cars and jewelry. In one instance, Mullings laundered $310,000 that was fraudulently diverted from a state Medicaid program and that had been intended as reimbursement for a hospital. In another instance, Mullings obtained $260,000 from a romance scheme, which Mullings used to purchase a Ferrari. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Thursday, July 4th, 2024. J5 issues notice to financial institutions about risk indicators tied to cryptocurrency assets. The Joint Chiefs of Global Tax Enforcement, J5, released an advisory note to financial institutions, warning them about five risk indicators tied to cryptocurrency assets that may be indicative of money laundering, cybercrime, tax evasion, and other illicit activities. The advisory was developed by a specialized team of cyber experts, with representation from each J5 member country. The document, called Crypto Assets Risk Indicators, highlights how cryptocurrency assets, layering geographical locations, high-risk counterparties, unknown or obscured transaction receipts, and certain online behaviors may indicate criminal activity. By disseminating these risk indicators to financial institutions, law enforcement hopes to receive valuable insights from the financial sector and other reporting agencies. Risk indicators play a pivotal role in enhancing the ability of financial institutions to detect and report money laundering and illicit activities involving cryptocurrency assets. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Friday, July 5th, 2024. Real estate investor pleads guilty to $54.7 million mortgage fraud conspiracy. Aaron Peretz pleaded guilty to engaging in an extensive multi-year conspiracy to fraudulently obtain over $54.7 million in loans and to fraudulently acquire multifamily and commercial properties. According to court documents, between 2016 and 2022, Aaron Peretz, 53, conspired with others to deceive lenders into issuing multifamily and commercial mortgage loans. Peretz and his co-conspirators provided the leaders with fictitious documents, including purchase contracts with inflated purchase prices, fake financial statements, and other fraudulent documents. Peretz was an employee of Apex Equity Group, a real estate investment and advisory firm, and one of the owners of Maple Law in Eureka, Illinois, and Big Lake Chateau in Little Rock, Arkansas, both multifamily properties, and Troy Technology Park in Troy, Michigan, a commercial property. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2024. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.